Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Friday. Woo woo. We did it.
Yo, Adrian.
How are y'all doing, loves? Did you have a good week? I hope it was as awesome as you guys are. Do you have any big plans for the weekend? My plans are to eat, sleep, and repeat. Oh God, it feels like January has lasted forever. Hopefully the rest of this year does not drag on so long. Kind of like me dragging on. Let's get this show started. Now, let's get to it. A winter, the cold temps, the dry office air, and a case of the blues. Do you get the winter blues? Are you a little blue any other time of the year? How do you combat those feelings? I've often thought it was odd to use the word combat when it comes to depression. But if you think about it, it does make sense. What do you do in combat? You plan and you strategize. It's not just taking a pill and all your troubles melt away. It's changing your mindset, your environment. It's about making changes. Change can be scary, but staying in the same place can be even scarier. If you're struggling this winter season or any other time, please reach out. You don't have to do this alone. I'm here for you, my loves. Let's get funky and get out of this funk. According to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, here are the top 10 ways to combat the winter blues. Exercise. Physical activity releases endorphins, which can improve your mood. You can try seasonal activities like skiing, ice skating, or indoor activities like yoga or aerobics. I'm more of an indoor house cat, so I will take yoga, thank you. Namaste inside the house. Get enough sleep. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Spend time in nature. Go for a walk or enjoy the outdoors on sunny days. Eat well. Eat nutritious foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and fatty fish. Kind of sounds like a good tuna roll could, you know, qualify for that category. Practice mindfulness. Try meditation, journaling, or breathing exercises. Spend time with others. Connect with friends and family or attend community events. Use light therapy. Use a light lamp or brighten up your home with LED lights. Try a new hobby. Find an activity you enjoy and make time for it each week. Practice gratitude. Think about what you're thankful for. Adjust your expectations. Don't expect perfection. Talk to someone. If your mood is affecting your daily life, you can talk to a friend, family member, or mental health professional. I've been struggling this winter. And what's really helped me has been working on my music and my podcast. I've written 3 poems and made a few tracks that I might use my poetry for. Music and writing gives me an outlet for all the jumbled up thoughts in my head. Sometimes it's just the simple act of getting all of those words out, even if I don't make a sound. Whatever works for you is what you should do. But if that's not working, it's time to look for a new routine. You may feel broken, but broken things are still beautiful because you can restore and reinvent them. Laughter is also a great way to cure the blues. According to an article on The Daily, there are a few benefits to laughing, and I'm going to share those with you. Laughing benefits you neurologically. Evolutionarily, laughter is a signal that everything is okay and we can relax. Laughter is complex neurology and engages many different parts of the brain. Depending on the duration and intensity of the laughter, several neurochemicals may be released. Studies have shown that serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, endorphins, and even endogenous opioids can be released when we laugh. Laughing improves your physical health. Laughter has been shown to reduce the subjective experience of pain. Likely, this is due to the endorphins in endogenous opioids that can be created if a good laughter is sustained for 20 to 30 minutes, a finding that is heightened if among a positive social group. Norman Cousins, who fought his own debilitating pain with laughter, created laugh therapy, which has since been adopted around the world. Laughter has also been shown to decrease heart rate and blood pressure, relax muscle tension, and is associated with improved immune functioning. It reduces the limbic fight or flight response and can reduce cortisol over time. And laughter can even strengthen and tighten your abs. Laughing increases your emotional well-being. The increased neurotransmitters of serotonin and dopamine found with laughter increase our emotional well-being and mental health. Mood can be better regulated with a regular guffaw, if I said that correctly. The overall physiological calming effects of laughter can also help ease anxiety. Laughing benefits your cognitive function. Even a short bout of laughter during the workday can allow people to think more clearly and creatively. Taking a few minutes here and there during your day to look at funny memes, trade dad jokes with your colleagues, or think about something funny that happened to you or in a movie can translate to increased cognitive function and productivity. Laughing impacts your social health. Laughing evolved as a social event. Laughter is found in all cultures, though what someone finds funny varies by social groups. The oxytocin released during laughter is an important neurochemical part of human social bonding. If you laugh on a date, you're more likely to have a second date. Social groups who laugh together develop strong bonds. Parents who laugh with their children tend to have better communication overall. So, let's get to laughing, my loves. Here are some dad jokes I found this week that helped me have a good little giggle. I went to a psychic. I knocked on her front door and she yelled, "Who is it?" So I left. That one made me think of Miss Cleo. Does anyone remember Miss Cleo? You really thought she would have seen that coming. I crack myself up. Every morning I walk my cow through a vineyard. Yes, I heard it through the grapevine. Heard. Bigfoot constantly gets confused for Sasquatch. Yeti never complains. If you're like me and you've ever been accused of being born in a barn and want to talk about it, remember, my door is always open. Where do bad rainbows go? Prism. Don't worry, though. It's a light sentence. You know what music puts me in a good mood? Bumpin' Uglies. Cleveland, Ohio. Today's the day, y'all. If you're going to tonight's show, have an amazing time, fam. Don't be bummed out, loves. I've got February's tour dates right here. You can catch Bumpin' Uglies February 1st in Cleveland, Ohio, with Toby Raps and Joint Operation. February 21st in Stevensville, Maryland, with the Grilled Lincolns. February 22nd in Winchester, Virginia, with Joey Harcum, the Grilled Lincolns, and Adam Almany. I'm counting down the days till March 28th when BU will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I can't wait to hear B-Hard rap in G-Rap. Head over to www.bumpinuglysmusic.com to grab your tickets now. since you'll be online anyways, why don't you head over to the show's YouTube and Facebook page and like and follow the show so you don't miss out on all the ridiculousness. While you're there, you can leave a comment, suggest a topic for discussion, or just say, hey, girl, hey. I really would love to hear from y'all. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. I mean this with all sincerity. If you are struggling, please reach out. I'm only a click away, loves. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and I will see y'all on Monday. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.